All right, 11 o'clock here on Work in Progress. You got Monty, DJ, and Ham. We got Travis on tickers. We got Dylan on the board. We will be here until noon today. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll do some whip around. We'll do a little Stump Center / Sunday brunch. But right now, it's Ham Radio.
What? Ham?
Oh, yes.
So to start this off, for sponsors, the RZA.
All right.
Thank you.
The brother of the JZA.
Wu-Tang Clan.
That is correct. That was our return music. Protect Your Neck off of 36 Chambers of Danger.
So, cyclopedia for the Wu-Tang Clan. So, to start this off, I need to go back to the year 2005. Maybe 2003, if I phrase it that way.
But again, no way it could be 2004.
No way.
Not possible, okay.
Impossible. That is about the time when I began playing drums. And back then, originally I was gotten a snare drum. I graduated from that to just a generic kit. And then as I got more serious with my drum playing, I got my current kit, which I use today.
So you have a uniform you wear when you play?
No. I'm not talking soccer, idiot. Don't fist bump
that,
him.
Yeah.
God.
Very nice.
Soccer Dylan liked it in there.
Yep.
I almost feel like I don't have the energy to do the segment anymore.
You know, I'm,
no, that's anyways. Just a cop out because you don't have much.
So
we know your game.
What if we like crush a little Adderall up for you?
Typically, drum sets come in a 5-piece. You got your.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I know you guys know, but to the new listeners all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
Bass drum, snare, two toms on top, floor tom on bottom.
And you're.
That is referring to the Jonathan Moffett, how he could catch cymbals behind his head.
Yeah, your cymbals.
He was Michael Jackson's drummer.
What about the gong that is set up behind you?
Right.
The one in studio?
Yeah.
No, I'm not Chad Smith or whatever.
When you have to play, I think I'm turning Japanese.
No.
You don't play that every set?
I don't lead that off. But I got a 5-piece. The kit I have, which is a PDP series that they don't make anymore, also came in a 7-piece, which included a little 7-inch tom and a big 16-inch floor tom.
What about the splash?
I have a splash. It's Neil Peart's Paragon 8-inch splash.
Nice. Like his own, the one he used?
It's a series, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so, for a while I've been looking for a floor tom. That particular floor tom that matches my kit that they don't make anymore. And so, I got back into drumming around the time that Neil Peart died in 2020. And I was like, you know what? I really want to get that floor tom again, because I always wanted one when I was growing up, but never had the monetary means to do so.
Like, you would try it in the middle of a song, go hit it.
Oh, it's not there! Damn it!
You just missed that note.
He's just got an empty milk carton there instead.
I got it flipped upside down Elmer bucket. And so I've been looking for this thing for a while, and I would look for it occasionally over the years. And there's this website I would go to that they sell...
eBay.
What?
eBay?
Reverb.
It's Reverb.
Drums.com.
It's like eBay for musicians. You could buy all kinds of instruments, parts,
eBay
whatever.
Not let you put...
No, you can, but it's more. It's okay. Specifically for instruments.
Okay.
And so for the last couple of years, I've been looking on there. In 2020, this floor tom was available on Reverb, and I was like, it was just for load, Bora Bora, whatever we're calling it.
So the world's basically shut down in a tizzy. We're all trying to figure out if we were going to make the next day.
And I'm looking on this website like, hey, this floor tom's available. It is $300. I kind of am tight for money, so I think I'm going to pass on it.
Didn't you have a stimmy, though?
I did have a stimmy.
Yeah, it was handouts left and right back then.
Yeah.
That's when you should have bought it.
So when I went to buy it with stimmy money, which I ended up buying cymbals with,
there it is.
To go with a tsh behind my head.
Perfect.
It was gone. And it has not appeared on this website until about 3 weeks ago. The item is that rare that nobody's selling it. You can not buy them new. They only have to be used and only when somebody's putting it on the website. And I check every single week to make sure if anybody's listed it. And it became available. Somebody was selling one about 3 weeks ago. So immediately I jumped on it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy this regardless of the price. Turned out the price was really good. However, it was local pickup only, and the guy lives in, like, Chicago. So I was like, okay, let me just message him on the app just to be like, hey, are you willing to ship this to me if I spend more money on it? The guy reached back out. He said, yeah, so we were talking. 3 days after I purchased it.
For how much?
I think it was like $175, which is a great deal. Because originally, I think he was selling it for like $60, which is a steal. I would have paid $300
for it. I was going to say, you're saying it's a great deal when he listed it for $60 and you paid him $175.
Considering I would pay $300 for this.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all about perspective.
So, 3 days after I purchased it, he messaged me on the app. He says, hey, shipping, I'm trying to get a better deal. It's not working through the website. And when I went and took it to UPS and USPS, it's costing more. So I'm trying to go through their little chat box, but it's like a robot or whatever. I haven't heard from him since. I've messaged him multiple times over the last 2 or 3 weeks now just to be like, hey, is everything all right? You haven't really responded to me. I've gone through customer support at website. No response from them. They offered to refund me. But like I said, this item is so rare that I might have to wait a couple of years.
I just want the floor tom.
Yeah. I just want the damn floor tom.
Damn it!
I don't want my money back. I just want to have this thing, but I don't know if the guy is dead. Well, I kind of know he's not dead because I check the obituary in Chicago every single day to make sure he doesn't pop up because he's ghosting me.
But maybe they haven't found him yet. Maybe his cats are eating him as we speak.
Possibly.
I heard that's a thing.
So yesterday...
And by the way... This is all he does during the day. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to hunt this guy down, trying to figure out. He's found his home address, he believes. He's found his phone number.
I know where he lives. I don't have his phone number.
This is not the first time you and I have heard about this.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Only,
this has been ongoing.
Only every day for 3 weeks.
They're like, hit the Inu's bed, hit the Inu's.
Yeah, and I'm just like, can we just do the show? And he's, no.
With the sponsor! But yeah, so... I messaged a guy who I thought was him on Facebook. Didn't turn out to be him, so dead end there. I know where he lives, but what's the line in terms of do I send...
You probably already crossed it.
I
probably already
crossed it. Dallas, give it to me.
Because I spent about 3 hours yesterday just internet sleuthing. I think I bought like a dollar subscription to the White Pages to try to get his contact information so I can maybe text him or email him to be like, hey, man... I really want this floor, Tom. I don't care. It's been 3 weeks. I just want to have this drum part. And I don't know what to do at this point.
Well, those websites are weird. The ones where they say, pay us and we'll give you all the information we have on so-and-so.
Yeah.
And,
or at least...
And Ham is the person that is using those
websites. Well, I got a dollar so I could look at his information. But if I want to actually have his email or phone number, it is $107 for the entire year.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's where they get you. Yeah. That's where they get me.
And even then, yeah, you're going to get that number, probably call it, get no response, and be annoyed.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So what's the prevailing theory? To me, it sounds like he just ghosted you.
I think he just
took your money.
My theory was that because Ham said it's so rare, somebody off of the website or somebody else offered him way more money for it, and he just sold it to that guy, is what I think.
But the website would have told me because they would have seen that he made a sale doing that.
Well, maybe...
Unless he did it...
Somewhere,
you know,
through somewhere else.
Unless he did it somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah. That would be my guess. That's the Occam's razor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Maybe he did it through like Brooke Mays' website or something.
Maybe.
Maybe he went to Drum Center.
Yeah.
Just traded it in.
They have one for every instrument.
Yeah.
Piccolo Center, Clarinet Center.
Oboe Center.
Mandolin Center.
Yeah, Theremin Center.
But I couch this as the lengths you're willing to go to because, like I said, I spent 3 hours trying to find him and messaged random people that have his name in the area to try to figure out if it was him or not. And I paid money for White Pages to try to get his contact information, which I don't have still.
You paid a dollar.
And yeah, I paid
yeah,
a dollar.
Relax.
And then I immediately canceled it. But... I even messaged him saying like, hey, I'll send you more money if it's more in shipping than what you need. Didn't get a response to that. And I'm willing to, at this point, if I need to, if it is local pickup and he has a problem with shipping, I'm willing to fly out to Chicago to go pick this up myself and fly back. So
Boy,
much so that I was
so
looking
deep.
At plane tickets to be like, okay, well, if I did do this, how much would it actually be?
Would you have
and
to
would
check
it? Be worth it?
It?
Yeah, I'd have to check it.
Yeah.
But I've thought about that, though. Like, you're so dead set on making sure that you have it at all times, that you take it with you on the plane, and you just hold it like in your arms
the
whole
time. Which I'd be willing to do.
Because you don't want to let it go. You just got your arms draped over it the
whole
flight.
How great would it be if he got, like, he went, picked it up, got it, went to the carousel with luggage, and then he pulls it out, and it's just, like, folded in half like a taco.
Oh, my gosh.
I would be crushed.
No, your floor tom would be crushed.
We would both be crushed. Because I would go into the underneath compartment and just hold it the entire time.
You would probably have them buckle the floor tom into the seat, then you ride underneath the plane.
Yeah, I purchased a seat next to... Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah. I could purchase a seat next to me and just strap in that way.
Seat belted in, yeah. Well, I can't say I feel bad for you, Ham. This is an interesting story. The links you will go to.
Yeah. You got me and Dylan on your side.
But like you were telling me when
Travis
I was...
Travis is going to abstain from...
Thank you, Travis.
He doesn't care either way.
Yeah, he does. He probably hasn't listened. But you were telling me like you bought like a pool table or something like that, like the lengths you're willing to go to get something that you like purchased and had it shipped here because like
no,
pool
I
Jesus
I,
had it or something.
I did not have it shipped here. There was a pro. His name is Jason Shaw. He's been on the station before. He came down and played a match, and we did like a Soroy and I did a Thursday night pool F around. It was awesome.
This the Black Widow?
No, that's Jeanette Lee who has stage 4 cancer.
Way to go.
Anything else?
Why are you holding back?
Should
laughter?
I continue?
You can continue.
Your comedy set.
I was just trying to add context. Sorry.
But no, this was Jason Shaw. He's a top pro. Anyway, he was selling his pool table, this 9-foot Rasan table for...
A Rasan?
Shut up. It's normally goes about $10,000.
God, he's annoying.
He was selling his for $3,500. So I was
steal.
Like, wow, okay. But he lives in Connecticut. And of course, you know, that was not something that he could really ship. So I hired a local pool table like moving company to go pick it up.
A pool table moving
company?
Well,
like move, like even though if you get one installed, they bring it and they set it up.
There are people for everything.
Assemble and disassemble them pretty easily. All right. So I hired a local guy from here, his name is Barry, to go pick it up for a few grand in Connecticut. So he and a guy drove to Connecticut and disassembled it from Jason's house and brought it back here in like a week. And so I still got this pro's table for like $4,000 less than when I would have got brand new. And so worth it.
And I hope this is all worth it in the end.
Yeah.
But so far, it's really testing my patience.
What if DJ and I get you a different floor, Tom? And we just spray paint it to look like the Neil Peart one you want.
That's not a Neil Peart
like Jinxie's
one.
Tail.
That's no.
We'll have the same tone. It'll be different wood.
Yeah, mine's maple. And I want it to be part of the set because I could have gotten any kind of floor tom, but I want one that matches the rest of my set, not one that's been rewrapped to match it.
Well, ours can be from pine or whatever. You'll get over it.
No,
I got some sticks in my backyard. I don't know what kind, but
some sticks in my backyard.
Yeah.
I'll
make it.
Mr. Roboto. Oh. All right, 7:15. Thank you, Ham. That's Ham Radio.